Now,
I have to tell you something.
They're going crazy about this budget.
This is how it works.
I might not be the first to say this.
This is America!
This is the Mario Solis Merritt Show on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Hi, and this is Aaron Hart filling in for Mario. He's off today, and I'm happy to fill in. It's 6 past the hour, but it would be 4 o'clock, and it's snowing. It's one of those infamous spring snows in Denver, Colorado. Snow, 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 snow. Area schools began closing this afternoon earlier. Heavy in the foothills, up to 3 feet. My sister warned me yesterday. I was taking a walk. And it's like, it's gorgeous here. It's like sunny and beautiful. I hate to tell you. We sent you our rain, apparently, and it turned into snow. Sorry about that. All right, now, it's going to be really, really cold and really, really ice. And there are also multiple accidents. We'll keep track with Scott Boylan. Don't miss a thing. We'll have, you know, several traffic reports. We will break in if necessary. It'll be okay. Just stay cool. Drive carefully. Remember, slick snows, still slick in winter, even when it's springtime and we're all watching everything, you know, the tulips and the crocuses and everything else come up through our lawns and elsewhere. It's like, ah! It's really cold. I hope your trees don't snap. All right. It's 303-713-7600. Now, there is a big storm going on in Washington, too, as the president meets down in Trinidad Tobago with the Latin American and Caribbean contingents of the world, introducing himself and perhaps thawing things out with the Cubanos. It is very, very cold in terms of the human rights world, in terms of Barack Obama's decision. I have such mixed feelings about this. I really do. I want to see John Woo frog marched into jail. I want to see Bybee arrested for having written these. I'm not a lawyer, but if you click on the American Civil Liberties Union website and you look at these memos, 18 pages, 40 pages, they don't sound legal at all. What they are is they are a political excuse system for the Bush administration to torture people. That's all they are. They're a cover your ass memo. And it's almost clinical. It reads like an like all evil. It is, most of it anyway, much of it. It is so banal in its laconic sort of tone. It's just, hi, you can throw them up against a wall. You can come close to drowning them. This is how, in great detail. I'll be reading you a little bit of it, because let me tell you something. When you hear this, it makes your skin crawl. That people could actually write that down and think they were obeying the law. Now, the people who enacted it, I have more forgiveness in my heart. Now, I know. They were just following orders, and that's bad. And I want to play Keith Olbermann's rant last night on MSNBC because it is brilliant. And it is true. We must consider as a people whether we're going to allow our workers to get away with this. But it is also true. This was a dark and terrible time. And they did what they were given legal cover to do by the Justice Department, run by very different people than Eric Holder Jr. However, it is disappointing. It's very scary. That these people will get away, because this could happen again, and we don't want to let people get away with it. The Office of Legal Counsel of the Department of Justice in 2002 and 2005, I think, actively encouraged breaking the law. And in case you're going to, say to me, well, but we got some stuff out of Abu Zubaydah, and we got some things that was worth that we stopped terrorism attacks. That's not demonstrably proven. And it's especially not demonstrably shown that this could have been the information couldn't have been gathered perhaps in another way, like making friends with them, like winning their trust. So this is very controversial and will continue to be controversial. The one thing that I think that might come good out of this is that Patrick Leahy will now have the cover to have massive hearings. And we need to understand, as the United States of America, exactly how this happened. Because we never, ever, ever, ever want it to happen again. And just in case you think we can all breathe and relax, there's stories in the New York Times. James Risen has been writing a lot about how the National Security Agency is still spying on us, those of us especially who communicate overseas. Now, I doubt if they want to, spy on those of us who are just writing about personal things with our families. But then on the other hand, their drag nuts go far and wide and deep. And I, for one, do not want my government to be able to spy on anybody without a warrant. All right. I know. And you can call me hopelessly naive. You may do whatever you like. But this is not the United States of America that we present to the public, that we enacted with our Constitution, that was founded on our constitutional principles. This ain't it. Now, the Obama administration, he says, David Axelrod has come out and said that Obama thought long and hard about this, that the president's decision not to prosecute CIA officials who carried out this harsh interrogation of terror suspects under Justice Department legal guidance, that he, consulted wide and far about it. He actually released a statement that said, but that is not what compelled the release of these legal documents today. What I believe strongly in transparency and accountability, I also believe that in a dangerous world, the United States must sometime carry out intelligence operations and protect information that is classified for purposes of national security. I've already fought for that principle in court in a controversial decision, that's me parenthetically, and will do so again in this future. However, after consulting with the Attorney General, the Director of National Intelligence, and others, I believe that the exceptional circumstances surround these memos and require their release. Now, that's his soft to the people who are going to be angry that, wow, you released these? What the hell are you doing? Look, most of this we've already known. This has been leaking out by dribs and drabs for a long time. Even the Red Cross was given this information. But it really is stark to read it. It really is. Now, here's what you've been writing on my Facebook page. By the way, you can find me on Facebook. And you can also instant message us at am760.net because Rick Ashton has had it set up so that you can get right directly to us. But I had posted the question last night to see what you guys wanted to talk about today. And here's what some people were thinking. Bob S. says, I think Obama channeled Gerald Ford with his quasi-pardon of the CIA spooks. The nation needs to move on. Of course, it's not terribly healthy to provoke the spooks, especially the torturers and assassins. Mike writes, how can we stage a massive protest to get prosecution of torturers from top to bottom? And those were some of the comments that you made. Somebody else wants to talk about Rick Perry and why he wants to secede. You know, I like Texas okay in theory, but, they want to secede. Bye. 303-713-7600. I'm really sort of kidding. All right. So now I want to play you Keith Olbermann's rant, and I want to do a segment of it, and then we'll go to break, and then we'll come back and we'll talk about it. Here's the number to call the Mario Show, 303-713-7600. The topic on the table, besides the snow, certainly is these torture memos released by the Obama administration in the interest of transparency. However, no one is going to get prosecuted, except they left it very vague about whether the enactors of this policy would be prosecuted. I, for one, would like to see John Bybee and John Woo and, among other people, frog marched off to jail. It's 4:14. I'm Aaron Hart. This is AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. And here's Keith Olbermann's rant, part of it anyway, from MSNBC's Countdown last night.
As promised, a special comment now on the president's revelation of the remainder of this nightmare of Bush administration torture memos. This president has gone where few before him dared. The dirty laundry, illegal, un-American, self-defeating, self-destructive, is out for all to see. Mr. Obama deserves our praise and our thanks for that. And yet he has gone but halfway, and in this case, in far too many respects, half the distance is worse than standing still. Today, Mr. President, in acknowledging these science fiction-like documents, you said that this is a time for reflection, not retribution. I respect the strong views and emotions that these issues evoke. We have been through a dark and painful chapter in our history, but at a time of great challenges and disturbing disunity, nothing will be gained by spending our time and energy laying blame for the past.
Laying blame for the past. Well, you know what? Those who don't understand the past are doomed to repeat it. And if we don't understand this thoroughly and well and understand just exactly how Dick Cheney and George W. Bush abrogated our Constitution and urged their fellows to violate the Constitution over and over again and to break international law and commit war crimes in our name, we're going to be doomed to repeat this kind of thing over and over again. You know, those of you who don't like the ACLU, you might want to rethink that position. 303-713-7600. I'm Aaron Hart filling in for Mario. We're going to get right to traffic, progressive traffic with Scott Boylan, because we've got to keep tabs of what's happening in this massive spring storm now sweeping through the Mile High City. And here's Scott Boylan with the traffic. As far as I know, Obama did not record his written statement, and that may be deliberate, too. Here's some of it again, because I want to be balanced with this, because I really, I feel torn about this, but I really want to see the people who are the architects of this policy prosecuted. I want to investigate them to the fullest extent of the law. But here's what Obama said when he released it in his written statement yesterday. This is a time for reflection, not retribution. I respect the strong views and emotion that these issues evoke. We have been through a dark and painful chapter in our history, but at a time of great challenges and disturbing disunity, nothing will be gained by spending our time and energy laying blame for the past. Our national greatness is embedded in America's ability to right its course in concert with our core values and to move forward with confidence. That is why we must resist the forces that divide us and instead come together on behalf of our common future. Okay, then how much is the NSA spying on us? Just a little bit. And did they really spy on a U.S. representative? And who is he? Hi, Bill. Welcome to AM 760 Colorado's Progressive Talk and the Mario Show. Good afternoon.
Hi, Aaron.
Good afternoon.
On a snowy day here in Longmont.
Boy, is it snowy.
Oh.
How much snow has Longmont got?
Well, not a whole lot, actually. Just about an inch. It comes and goes. It was raining most. It was just hovering on that decision point between rain and snow most of the morning, and it's been kind of going back and forth.
Snaining, I call it.
Yes.
Because Loveland is expected to get up to 13 inches, according to the Post, but it did not mention Longmont.
Well, we eventually will, I think, once it finally decides it's going to stay cold enough. But it's just kind of trying to make up its mind here. I was talking about this with someone I love and respect a whole bunch this morning. And she came up with a very powerful way. She is very angry about Obama's decision not to prosecute these people. She is a big supporter of his and is just very disheartened. And I think one of your Facebook correspondents said, well, what can we as private citizens do? What her idea to do was that as citizens, when we get called to serve on juries, we don't vote to convict anyone until justice is reestablished, until these people are prosecuted, until the top people in our government start following, you know, making sure that the law is enforced and prosecute these people. We do our protests that way. We just don't convict anybody, no matter who. We are that one lone juror that hangs the jury and votes to acquit.
Well, you know, some of the CIA members, I know why they're trying to do this, because they don't want the CIA to get disheartened. You know, there was a lot of controversy in the 70s and everything else about when they looked at the prior excesses of the CIA for spying on our citizens. And I'm sure they don't want to dishearten them. But the problem is young, stupid lawyers like John Woo and more disingenuous people like the vice president and his henchmen, David. Can you remember that guy's last name? I hate him. He's just so vile.
I know what you mean.
Vile, vile human being who basically just went arrogantly through and thought, well, we think we can get away with whatever we like. Thank you so much. You know, and that's what scares me.
Justified whatever means.
Exactly. And so if you do not prosecute, if you do not somehow make an example of this kind of behavior, then aren't you doomed to repeat it over and over and over again?
Of course you are. You're just giving the green light to people ahead. Just, you know, situational ethics. Do whatever you want. That's another way to attack it, too. You know, the religious moralists who are behind the people on the right always blast progressive so-called use of situational ethics. Well, wasn't this situational ethics at its worst?
Well, yeah, but what it was we and they were, I'm sure, on some level or another, even Dick Cheney, the Heart of Darkness, thought he was trying to save the country in his own arrogant, I'm the savior of the world kind of way. But, you know, it's just, it still isn't, it isn't excusable. What they did was they caused our country, through all of their actions, the invasion of Iraq, their stupid ham-handed handling of Afghanistan in a very stupid and blunderous way, not being able to find Osama bin Laden. They basically sent signal after signal after signal that when we are attacked, we will violate every single principle we have ever stood for at a time when it was most important for us to do it, which is why I think Keith Olbermann brought up Lincoln in the wake of the Civil War last night.
They acted more like they are appealing to a base, a very lowbrow base, who would rather see our foreign policy conducted like an action movie than a constitutionally governed republic.
Like an episode of 24, let's face it. That's exactly what they all thought they were living through, and it's just despicable. I mean, the Center for Constitutional Rights said something very wise yesterday. Government officials broke very serious laws. For there to be no consequences not only calls our system of justice into question, it leaves the gate open for this to happen again. Have you read the memos? They're just stunning.
Yes.
They're
so
really...
What do you think of that idea of a protest through jury nullification, through just basically throwing wrench into the legal system until they start enforcing the legal system?
I don't think that will work. I don't. I think it's a waste of time, and it'll also let a bunch of people who are actually guilty off.
Well,
no.
I thought it was reflecting the frustration.
It is very reflecting it, and I understand it. I think, you know, look, there's part of me that's really angry about this, but there's also the part of me that I don't know, maybe I'm more of a weasel than I like to think. but you know, there is a part of me that realizes that a president has to govern from the middle.
Yes.
And this is a very middle, like, this pleases no one. And sometimes when a president pleases no one, perhaps that is one of the best things to do, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? It's not,
oh, sure.
It doesn't make me happy. I don't like it much, but it does show that you have to, you just, sometimes you're going to get your ox gored and sometimes you're not. And this is one where I think all of us feel very, very ripped off by this. But there is something that we have to do with doing this. And I'm extremely frustrated because,
you know, if Texas had seceded just 10 years ago, Bush would never have become president.
You know, that could have been nice, couldn't it have? Thanks for thinking of that. Too late. But
yep.
Okay. Thank you, Bill in Longmont. I'm Aaron Hart. This is AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk, and the Mario Show. I'm filling in for him. Here's my problem. I'm trying to open up. I carefully brought my link with all of the ACLU, but I'm on a stupid computer that does not happen to have Adobe Audition. Oh, great. So I'm trying to download it. We're going to see. I don't think it's going to work. I apologize for sounding a bit distracted. Ray in Aurora, welcome, and thank you for joining us on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. Good morning.
Thank you for inviting me.
I mean, good afternoon. Excuse me. I normally fill in for Jay. Sorry.
Into your schemata.
Yes.
I wanted to say, I feel like it's intrusive, invasive, uncomfortable. What's been going on? What has happened? It isn't conducive to relaxation. And the articles in the Bill of Rights under the Constitution are supposedly guaranteed to me. And I feel the Constitution is crumbling, dissolving, and I don't like that. I believe in the Constitution.
I do, too.
And I don't like it at all, and I don't know what to do about it. I'm only one person. And,
well, I think the ACLU, I don't think these civil rights groups are going to go away. I think they're going to keep Obama's feet to the fire. You know, the New York Times is back in its normal saddle of investigating things in a very good and deep way. Read James Risen. And his articles about this. It's pretty spectacularly scary what's going on behind the scenes at the NSA. And part of the problem is that we are an open country, but we also live in a society that is extremely dangerous. So the part of me that wants to interdict terrorists and stop them understands not the torture, but understands wanting to keep some things secret. Do you see what I'm saying?
I don't like secrets.
I don't either, but the problem is we live in a very complicated world.
I can live with the truth, and I'd rather know it. And I'm not afraid of Bechtel or the rest of the corporations at the head of this game. The quickest way to win this game is not to play at all.
Well, maybe, but I don't think we live in that kind of a Pollyannish world. I understand what you're saying, and I'm not trying to look. I would like that too.
I keep telling the truth. That's how not to play the game with lies.
Well, the truth is, though, there are a lot of people who wish us ill and would like to blow us to kingdom come.
Well,
and you have to deal with those kinds of people too. And the question is,
bizarre.
How do you deal with them?
Well, you talk and you negotiate and you come to a
You don't negotiate. You really don't negotiate with somebody like Osama bin Laden.
No, you don't.
No, you don't.
You don't. But he did go there and he did meet the man with the oil. And that's a start. He went there. No one else talked to him. Any of them.
All right. Well, the reality is
you still don't
terrorists like that, or Timothy McVeigh, for that matter, don't listen to reason. Thank you very much for your call. I appreciate it. I'm Aaron Hart. This is AM 760 Colorado's Progressive Talk. What's the middle ground here? Is there middle ground? Is it black and white? Is there only black letter law or white letter law or whatever? Are we doomed to be naive, or are we doomed to be torturers? See, that's the extremist position. I'm thinking we're somewhere in the middle, and this is a very, very difficult issue to deal with. I'm glad he thought about it for a month. I just wish there were some way of going after the Bibies in the world. And I, unfortunately, was going to read you, but for some reason or another, I'm on a blasted computer. I'm going to say blasted. I want to say something else. Blasted computer that doesn't take PDFs, because it's mostly a sound jockey computer, apparently. So I will look for some excerpts from it, because it really was striking how banal it was. Throw people up against the wall. Then we put them in a box, in a uncomfortable position. Tell them there's a bug that can bite them. It's just really rather scary what they did and what they were allowed to do. It's 303-713-7600. I'm Aaron Hart. This is Colorado's Progressive Talk. It's 431, and Scott Boylan standing by with that traffic and keeping track of that extreme spring snowstorm that is washing through our area in the Front Range right as we speak on AM 760 Colorado's Progressive Talk with Progressive Traffic, Scott Boylan. Hi, this is Mario's show. I'm Aaron Hart filling in. I'd love to be working again on AM 760 Colorado's Progressive Talk so soon, too. I've got to find an ISDN line in Buenos Aires. That's just it. 436, I'm Aaron Hart. This is AM 760 Colorado's Progressive Talk. I'll probably work in radio somehow, some way. All right, and keep in touch. Keep in touch. You can find me by Googling me, my name, with the word show. It's 303-713-7600, and don't forget, they have definitely set up instant messages. So get your licks in on email if you want to, at am760.net. Now, if you're listening that way too, hi. All right, Rick and Greeley, thank you for joining us on Colorado's Progressive Talk. Good afternoon. Hello.
Good afternoon, Aaron.
What time is it? It's snowing. I'm blind. I'm kidding. 37 past the hour. Go.
Hi, I'd actually like to weigh in on two points, if I can, the first being the Obama administration's decision that you've been talking about. I can kind of maybe agree with the way the administration is handling it, simply because I feel that if they were to prosecute it fully, it would really politicize or further politicize the already delicate balance between the left and the right in this country that there is. I really think that could cause even more problems.
Well, and you know, these people in the CIA, I know they're not members of the Nazi Party. They didn't just blindly obey. There were some people who dissented from some of the tactics too. I think one of the things the people I think who were the most wrong on this were the people at the very top. And secondarily, people like John Yoo, who I kept calling Woo because I'm confusing him with the movie director who I love and adore. So I don't want to confuse him with John Yoo of the Justice Department. I think now he's at a university in California somewhere. And then Bybee and Bradbury. Those were the authors of this. And every legal expert that I've seen on lately said that they were terrible decisions. And I was going to read some of them to sort of show how they're not very legalese. They're just sort of cold, calculated. This is how you torture, and this is what you do. And unfortunately, I can't call it up. But I think that's part of my problem with this, is I do want those people to be held to account. The average CIA agent who is being told what to do, I'm not sure, you know, and they're on the front lines in ways that we can't even imagine, you know, Rick. I don't think we can imagine it. I hope not.
Yeah, that's a fair point. Also, I'd like to bring up the Texas secessionist talk that I think is the most ridiculous idea in the history of mankind.
What an idiot that guy, Rick Perry.
I read recently, yesterday it was, that Chuck Norris has agreed to become president of Texas if they were to secede from the Union.
No.
And I know, if that's not the craziest thing ever. And to bring a little reality to these people who are in such desperate need of it these days is... they're not thinking about the other people. I mean, how do you, let's assume you do secede. What do you do for money? Do you still use American money? What do you do for, like, the Dallas Cowboys football team? Are they allowed to play international games by going across the border to New Orleans? What do you do? I mean, they really need to think about that before they elect Walker, Texas Ranger.
So. Personally, I'd rather have Kinky Friedman elected governor of Texas. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
You bet. I'm Aaron Hart. This is AM 760 Colorado's Progressive Talk. And if you don't know who Kinky Friedman is, you've really missed a treasure and a treat of a man. Nate in Littleton, welcome to AM 760 Colorado's Progressive Talk. Good morning.
Hey,
I mean, good afternoon. I'm going to say morning all day today, apparently. So
well,
sorry.
Good morning.
Yes, it's morning somewhere, I'm sure. Hawaii, maybe.
It is. Now, I just tuned in when I was like in a survival mode of trying to survive the drive home from snow. But
are you okay?
I'm dying. No, I'm fine. But I was curious. I tuned in when you were talking to a woman about the Constitution, and your rhetoric just seemed kind of just like it was echoing some of Bush era rhetoric of just. You know, like it's too, this terrorism thing is too much. You know, like we got to kind of start looking at our Constitution and start changing it.
No, I just didn't say that. I was
not
talking...
necessarily like that, but you're like this, we've got to be more secretive. I mean, it's like
no, I said that there. I can see reasons for secrecy. I'll give you an example. If they know that there is going to be something attacked and they have to infiltrate in a way in a group, okay, I can understand keeping that secret. I don't want to know about every undercover operation going on in the United States of America. That's what I was thinking about. I don't necessarily, I want the FISA courts to be able to decide things. Like, for example, I don't want to let Osama bin Laden know that we've got his cell phone in our sights. For
what
an example.
Like secret CIA prison camps and stuff like that. I mean,
that stuff we've got to know. That stuff should be abolished. And I think this administration has stated fairly clearly, except that there's that Afghanistan exception, which I don't like. You know, the one in Bagram, the one that says, okay, maybe we can have some of you here. I think the president needs to clarify that, don't you?
Absolutely.
You know, I don't like that. Now, that's the kind of thing, let's fly you around and torture you, say, in Yemen, because they'll let us do it there. No. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the need for secrecy when you're in an ongoing. And again, you have to be careful how you infiltrate, too, because we all remember, oh, gosh, what were they called? They were COINTELPRO in the 60s and the 70s. I don't know if you've read about them, but they basically would infiltrate and lie their faces off and then try to frame people, you know, not that kind. And that was why I'm blanking on the name of the senator from up here, Frank Church, who held hearings about those excesses and made some laws that the CIA chafed under. But I think we need to have checks and balances. I don't like the fact that their budget is totally secret. I think we ought to know more about it. But
what
no, I like I'm transparency,
sorry.
But I also think there are reasons for secrecy. Can you think of any reasons for secrecy?
I mean, just recently, you probably don't want to tell Somali pirates they have like guns at their heads, or that Navy SEALs.
That there's a sniper. Yeah, that there's a sniper lying on the board of the ship to take a shot at his head. Yeah, I liked Obama's low key way of handling that. Didn't you?
Oh yeah. Well, what I think frustrates especially Obama supporters in this whole thing is what he said on the campaign trail regarding this stuff, and then not to mention just in his acceptance speech of. Just like during the Revolutionary War, I mean, the odds that they were going through and they didn't sacrifice their ideals in the Constitution for such a thing. And I don't know, like, and then now we're confronted with the exact things that are probably against our Constitution, and he's kind of just, I don't know, it's just kind of, it is a letdown, and I don't want any of them, even who voted for him, to just kind of just sit back.
Yeah, no, this one makes me feel queasy. I agree, and I think we've got to keep watching it, and read James Risen in the New York Times, too, if you want your hair curled. Nate, I'm glad you're off the roads, I'm glad you're safe, and I'm glad you're holding my feet to the fire. Thank you. I am overdue for a break, though, and those of you who are like Nate and still on the road, we want to help you. So we've got to go to Scott Boylan with Progressive Traffic. It's 4:43. I'm Aaron Hart, filling in for Mario. Hi, this is Aaron Hart, filling in for Mario on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. It's 4:46. Good afternoon. It's snowing, as you know, and it's going to dump more before the night's over, so be careful out there. Michael in Highlands Ranch, welcome to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. We're talking torture memos.
Hi, Aaron. How are you?
I'm well.
Great. I wanted to mention, as I was listening to you reading back, and actually listening to the Keith Olbermann rebroadcast you were doing, where President Obama said that we should move forward with confidence and move forward together. Obviously, it's hard to have confidence when we know that justice is not being served in this case, and I don't know that he's offering any kind of they'll say, you know, against this happening in the future.
Well, he's doing what presidents always do, and so is Attorney General Holder, is they're saying, well, don't worry, you can trust us. And it's like, well, we've had a lot of presidents who said we could trust them, but it turned out we can't.
Well, I would say, yes, trust you if you can tell me how you will make sure that things like this don't happen. Obviously, the law is not enough, and the Congress is not
good
enough.
Point.
And The Justice Department is not enough. It has to be some kind of new thing that we haven't seen in quite a while, where, you know, there are some independent checks and balances between institutions and departments to say we're going to stop people from doing bad things. And so, of course, with Bush and Cheney, things have gotten extremely corrupt and incestuous. And then, of course, all the things that happened during the Bush years aren't going to be with us for a long time unless we can step in and do something now. So I don't know what he's planning on doing.
So what would you do? Would you prosecute these CIA agents and then Royal? I mean, the CIA is critical to the war on terror. At least some of us think so.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. How do you stop this? I mean, I think prosecuting, say, John, you and some of the people at the top might have been
definitely
a good idea.
Definitely. Absolutely.
I'm not sure the agents themselves should have gotten it, however.
Well, there is that. What Keith was talking about last night is we were only following orders defense, which is so repugnant when you think about World War II and everything. But, yes, absolutely. You have to be, like what Spain is talking about doing or some other countries about, you know, getting these guys if they plan on going out of the country, people like Cheney and Bush and whoever else, Addington and Rumsfeld.
Addington, that was it, David Addington.
Yeah,
I can
David
never
Addington.
Remember his name. I want to blank him from my memory forever. Ugh.
So, and then the other thing was, and I guess that's the big, those are the big fish. So can they get them? I don't know, and that's something that may take
what
a few
do you
years.
Think? Do you think Patrick Leahy can hold good enough hearings to take some of the heat off?
Apparently only if some Republicans get on board. So we'll see if that can be arranged. I don't know that it can.
I don't either.
The other thing was, and I've been reading John Dean's book, Conservatives Without Conscience, recently, and I'm thinking to myself, how do we go forward together when 25% of the population seems to be so hell-bent on just following their leaders as opposed to following what's right for America? So, and the authoritarian kind of movement that they are all about is just so whacked.
Yeah, it is whacked. That's for sure. Thank you very much for your call. I'm Aaron Hart. This is AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. It's Mario's show. He's off today, and I am filling in for him. We're going to be back with more of your phone calls coming right up. But first, we're going to check in with Scott Boylan in traffic and see what's happening with the snow out there. Hi, Scott. Hi, this is Aaron Hart, filling in for Mario today. It's 4:53. We're talking about the torture memos. What does this revelation have as an effect on our country, on our Constitution, on people's ability to do it again and again, on the CIA? It's 303-713-7600. I'd love to go to Preston in Denver. Hi, Preston. Welcome.
Hi, Aaron. Thanks. And I certainly hope you find a full-time job in radio. I really enjoy your program.
Thank you. I hope so, too. I haven't given up. We'll see what happens. But in the meantime, I'm going to go on an adventure in Argentina for a while.
Oh, wow. How
yeah,
exciting.
Yeah, it should be fun.
Have you seen that documentary about Argentina called The Take?
It was no.
Directed by Naomi Klein, who wrote that best-selling book, The Shock Doctrine.
Okay.
And she also directed that film. It's about some unemployed workers taking over factories in Argentina, textile factories and others.
Excellent.
So very much taking, you know, the tenets of the Bill of Rights in their own hands, freedom of speech, freedom of assembly, that kind of thing, and organizing for themselves, not waiting for the government to do everything, but doing some things for themselves. You know, and I think that's how we keep the Bill of Rights alive. You know, so often we see poor judgments from our official politicians, but, you know, we as a people can always act in our own ways. You know, there are peaceful assemblies going on at the Tattered Cover weekly, and a lot of progressive authors doing important work.
True.
And
love the Tattered Cover, by the way.
And speaking of progressive authors,
yes,
I was wondering if you'd heard of Captain Paul Chappelle.
Not coming immediately to mind, no.
Well, he just wrote a wonderful book called Will War Ever End? A Soldier's Vision of Peace for the 21st Century. And he's a graduate of West Point. He's currently serving as a commander of a Patriot battery at Fort Bliss, Texas.
Mm.
Yeah. And
so, but he hopes they don't secede. Just kidding. I'm sorry.
Good point.
I know.
Good point.
All right. Well, thank you. Thank you for the recommendation. I appreciate it, Preston. Thank you so much. Phyllis in Aurora, thank you for joining us on AM 760 Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Thank you for
Good
taking
afternoon.
My. Oh, thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
It just seems that we have gotten the habit of letting people, especially important people, get away with not being prosecuted. Started with Nixon, and then Reagan and Bush Senior, and all the way down the line, they just never get held to account. And these judges and attorneys that really are most responsible for not upholding our Constitution need to be put in jail and marched off, and they need to be tried, and perhaps that involves the people that actually
feel any empathy. You don't feel any empathy for them having been told what to do with legal opinions issued by the Justice Department?
Well, the ones who did the torturing, I feel some empathy for them because they were doing what they were told. But the judges and the attorneys, I don't know that much about it, but it seems that they're the ones that should have said, no, this is not in our Constitution. I'm very angry, of course, with Cheney and Bush and Rumsfeld over all this. But I just know that somebody needs to be on trial for all this.
Thank you very much for your call. And I think that's a feeling that many of us have, is that somebody needs to be held to account. And there were people who did go to jail in the Nixon administration, maybe not enough of them, but there were some people, including John Dean, who went to jail. And his problem was some of the accountability, too, on Keith Olbermann's show last night. And it is, you know, they're not going to be tried for waterboarding. They're not going to be tried for a lot of the things that they did, including, you know, making people squat down and be bombarded. They didn't apparently think it was good to deny them food, but they did do all kinds of things, pouring water into their mouths. They put them into a box and claimed that there was an insect in there that could kill them when it was really just a harmless caterpillar. There were a lot of things that were done that are pretty raw. I mean, taking a plastic collar around your neck and slamming you up against the wall repeatedly. And the reason I'm using the word you is it could happen to you, you know? This is one of the appalling problems when a government goes into excess, and many countries around the world have, including ours. And this is what you have to think about when you think about things like this. And we're the United States of America, and I don't like to think we do any of this ever. But we do live in a dangerous time, and Obama has inherited one hell of a mess. Let's face it. I mean, things were done in our name that we don't even know the half of probably yet. And that's part of the problem, is that we were not told. They, you know, we're just finding out. we've known some of this, you know, they deprived them of solid food. They kept them standing for a long periods of time. They didn't let their caloric intake drop, but they did not feed them solid food. They conducted sleep deprivation, prolonged shackling, and threats to their families. And one of the problems with this is nobody had any idea whether it worked, you know, and that's whether it would have worked to use softer tactics or more coercive tactics like getting to know them and becoming their friend, which is often what the FBI seems to suggest is a better idea. 303-713-7600. I'm Aaron Hart on Colorado's Progressive Talk, filling in on Mario's show. We'll be right back with more of your phone calls. 303-713-7600. Do keep track of that traffic and the snow out there. Be careful. We'll be right back.